We're live.
All right, tell me about the car.
Well, first off, I got to say, I'm a real Corvette fan, and I have been, you know, since I worked with Bill Mitchell. And we wouldn't have Corvettes today if it wasn't for Bill Mitchell, because he went totally against corporate authority, which was going to, in the AMA ban in 1957, and totally wipe out performance, not only in General Motors, but right through the industry.
Sure.
So it was the whole Mitchell spirit that, you know, brought the whole car back. And, of course, there was a huge conflict between Zora Duntoff, who was totally engineering-oriented, and Mitchell, who was styling-oriented.
Styling guy, sure.
And you'd never think that those two guys would have ever gotten together, but what they created really was the basis for everything that you see here in the new C7, because now we have all of the function and all of the great ideas that Zora wanted to see in the car originally, with incredibly good styling now. I mean, and everything has been worked out, really. I think that so much of the information that Pratt and Miller has learned in the last few years in racing has been transferred onto this car. And everywhere you look on it, the car is beautifully done. All the transitions and forms are subtly done. There's nothing gaudy about the car, but it's American. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about it, is an American car, and it's absolutely the best dollar value in the world. There's no question about it. You can't buy a better car.
Pound for pound, absolutely not.
Absolutely, yeah. So I love the styling on it. All the, you know, I mean, just even the little radiuses on the back there. If you talk to Eric Binion, who did all the styling on it, I spent some time with Tom Peters last week and walked around the car, and he pointed out some of the details, just the way all of these things have been done. They've spent so much time just refining all the shapes on the car. And, you know, a lot of times that you see this done, the stylists get it all done right, but it's actually the production engineers who are the guys that are really the champions of this car, because they made the whole car go together with just fit and finish on it that is just so much better than anything else you see anywhere in the world today. And we've got a couple of friends here in town that have just gotten C7s. And, of course, they went back to the factory and picked them up.
Cool.
And then drove them out through rainstorms and everything. And they're just raving about them, you know. And I tried to talk to Tom and Eric, trying to tell how wonderful the car is. But this is already 3 years old for them, you know. They're way out in the future, which I understand. But it's always nice to see the grassroots guys that own the stuff come back and tell you how wonderful it is. And that there's just no question. I like everything on the car, including the taillights. I'm really a fan.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
The man has spoken.
Yeah. So that's about it.
That was excellent, man. Thank you very much. That's unbelievable.
Honored to have you talk about the car. Really appreciate the time.